I just want to give you a little bit more foundation on what a strategy might appear as you begin to elicit it. Also, what you may choose to do is to read the strategy section. There's a text section in the back of your manual on strategies. You may want to read that before continuing because that'll give you a stronger foundation and base knowledge about everything that I'm about to explain to you. Okay, so one of the most important things to remember when eliciting somebody's strategy is proper chunking of the strategy. You see, if you wanted to find, for example, somebody's buying strategy, if you're a salesperson or if you were coaching somebody and you wanted to assist them in having a better buying strategy, like for example, I had somebody that came into one of my trainings and she was a compulsive shopper. Her presenting problem was she told me that she would go into stores and she would buy things that she didn't want or need. And then she'd have to return them afterwards because she didn't really want them and she'd regret the purchase. And she wanted to have a strategy so that she would know if something was a good purchase and whether or not she should buy it in the first place. It would save her the second trip to the store. So if you've got somebody like that and you want to elicit their buying strategy, let's just take that. You want to make sure that you properly chunk the strategy elicitation because a buying strategy has several components. First, there's the motivation to buy something, and that's what we call the motivation strategy. Secondly, there's the decision-making strategy. That's where somebody actually is standing in the store or at the time of purchase and making that decision. Thirdly, there's the convincer strategy. Your convincer is simply the number of options you have to look at or choose from before you can make a choice or make a decision. Like, for example, if you're at a car lot, how many cars you might have to look at before you make a decision. Interestingly enough, people have a certain number, a certain convincer, and they have to run through their convincer before they can even make a decision. Some people it's a one-time convincer, some people it's a three-time convincer, sometimes it's an infinite number. They've got to see every single one before they can make that decision. But the convincer is an intimate part of the buying strategy as well. And then the fourth and final component of a buying strategy is the reassurance strategy. How does that person become reassured that they made a good purchase after they made that purchase? So there's actually four components of it. So if you attempted to elicit the buying strategy in and of itself, you'd be chunking at the wrong level. So instead, what you would do is you'd go through and you'd elicit each portion of the buying strategy. I hope that makes sense. Let me give you another example. If you wanted to become an excellent salesperson and you went out and you found the best salesperson within your company or within your organization and you wanted to elicit their strategies to find out how they did what they did, you would want to chunk that appropriately as well because you couldn't just elicit their strategy for selling. There's several components to selling. There's prospecting. There may be letter writing. There may be cold calling. There may be closing the sale, developing rapport. So there's various components of that strategy. So you just want to make sure that you're chunking appropriately. When the NLP modelers went into the U.S. Army to model the pistol shooters, they had to model several components of the shooting process. They didn't just go in and say, okay, what's your strategy for shooting or for sharpshooting? They said, what's your strategy for aiming? What's your strategy for actually firing? What are you doing inside your mind before and after? So there were many, many different components. And the most important thing in strategy elicitation is that you chunk appropriately. So we're going to start, as I talk to you about eliciting somebody's strategy, we're going to start by taking a look at the buying strategy. Because the buying strategy gives you a real nice example of how you would chunk a strategy elicitation. Motivation, decision, convincer, and reassurance, those four components of somebody's buying strategy give you a nice example of how you would actually chunk for strategy elicitation in any context. So we're going to be working with that. By the way, remember that although we're working with buying strategies, for the purposes of this exercise, once you've got the process, you can go out and elicit anybody's strategy for anything. So as you learn this, be thinking of the things that you can utilize it for. Be thinking of what strategies you might want to learn from the people around you. So let's go ahead and begin working with the buying strategy. So the buying strategy, as I mentioned before, is chunked into four components: the motivation, decision, convincer, and reassurance. Now what I'm going to teach you how to do is to elicit the decision-making portion of the buying strategy. That's the second component. We're going to start with that because it's an easy place to start. It'll give you a real nice example of how you'd elicit each component. When somebody's making a decision to purchase a product or service, the decision-making portion of their buying strategy occurs when they're standing, like for example, if they were deciding to buy a car, that portion of their buying strategy occurs when they're standing on the floor of the car lot. and they're deciding between cars, and they're actually laying down the money to make that purchase. The motivation portion of that strategy happens much earlier. Like, here's the motivation portion. Somebody's driving down the road, and they've got their old car, and then all of a sudden, they become motivated to get a new car, right? Maybe their car breaks down, and they go, okay, I guess I've got to get a new car. Maybe they see a new car, and they say, hey, I really like that, and that causes them to know that, okay, it's time to buy a new car. That's the motivation part. That's not the decision part, and it's really important to separate that from the actual decision. See, each strategy occurs within a matter of seconds. You run a strategy in your mind within a matter of seconds. If somebody begins to elicit the decision-making strategy portion of the buying strategy, and they start 3 months before they actually make the decision, that's not a strategy. They've begun their elicitation at the wrong time. It's way too early. The decision-making strategy is run within just a few seconds, and it's right at the point where they're actually making that decision.